Nobody knew that healthcare could be so complicated.
Trump was a failure on healthcare.
Hundreds of thousands of black Americans lost healthcare insurance. That is outrageous.
And if he's president again, he would cancel insurance for millions more of us.
We cannot go back. President Biden and Vice President Harris have lowered healthcare premiums and expanded coverage for black families. They also capped the price of insulin at $35. Joe Biden is getting the job done for people just like me.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for President.
Moncrief on News Talk.
It's Bloomsday on Sunday when the country celebrates a book that most Irish people haven't read, mostly because of a perception that it's difficult and intellectual. And while that's true, what's often overlooked is how visceral a book it is. Sex, bodily organs, digestion, and particularly food feature heavily. For Leopold Bloom particularly, June the 16th is something of a gastronomic tour of Dublin. Dr. Martin McInimara is chair of the MA course in Gastronomy and Food Studies in TU Dublin. Afternoon, Martin.
Afternoon, Sean. How are you?
Not too bad. So, like, would it be fair to say Leopold Bloom is thinking about, well, he thinks about other things, but he thinks a lot about food during the course of the day? Had a bit of a whoopsie on a phone line there with Martin in TU Dublin. Martin, are you there?
I am indeed. Can you hear me?
Oh, that's much better. Yeah, that's great. Anyway, Leopold Bloom, is he a part of his quest, if you like, in the book, is he's looking for a decent meal?
Well, as I say, since it covers the whole day, as you said in your introduction, it covers all the visceral parts of that day, including his three square meals a day. So, you know, it starts with his breakfast and he's thinking, you know, he wants to make breakfast for Molly, who's up in the bed, you know, and he's figuring out would he do, you know, ham and eggs or would he, you know, then he goes up and he likes to, you know, the whole idea that he likes the inner organs of beasts and fowl, and he heads up to the Polish butchers to buy a mutton kidney, and on his way up, as they say, he sees this woman that she works as a maid in one of the nearby houses, and he fancies her bottom, and he talks about her bottom. He refers to them as two fine hams, you know, and he has these sort of impure thoughts of her being a dominatrix with him, you know what I mean? Because he has been watching her sort of beat the rugs, you know, beat the dust out of the rugs out in the backyard, and he's sort of imagining that what she might do to him. So, like, food is all over it.
Yeah, and there is repeatedly a connection between food and sex in the book.
Absolutely, because actually one of the most interesting parts, well, there's a few things, because the whole thing is that, to start off with, Molly, who's his wife, is having an affair with Blazes Boylan, and he knows about this. And in some ways, he lets this happen because, you know, his child had died, and I think they haven't been having sort of sexual relations since the child died and that sort of stuff, you know. And there's a hamper of food left, you know, that Blazes Boylan had brought when he was sort of courting her and having fun while he was away. But he remembers then one of the really sort of erotic memories he has is of being up with Molly Bloom on Holt Hill and a kiss that he had with her, having, they had both ate seed cake, and that some of the seed was still in her mouth and went into his mouth with the kiss and the rest of it. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
Yeah, there is a lot. No, and the other interesting thing about it is that, because you did mention going, you know, he goes down to the Polish butcher, that there's a great variety of food mentioned in this. And you know, you'd think that all that time ago that people's diets were terrible, but it's quite exotic in parts.
It's extremely exotic, and really, you know, there's been this mythology going around that Ireland doesn't have a food history or a culinary history, you know, that we were potatoes and famine and that's it, you know what I mean? But that's completely wrong. And actually, it's interesting, I've just completed editing, myself and Dorothy Cashman have just completed editing a book on the history of Irish food from the Ice Age to the present day. And it is remarkable, the amount and the sophistication and the spices and the variety of food from our earliest ancestors all the way up to the present day and everywhere in between. Like, as they say, within Ulysses, you know, there's Gorgonzola cheese. People don't think about Gorgonzola cheese in Dublin, like in Davy Byrne's pub, you know, over 100 years ago, you know, and things like that. And it's interesting as well that when you do go back into the history of food in Ireland, that, you know, spices such as galangal would have been more popular and more available on the streets of Dublin in the 1700s than they would have been in the 1970s. You know, so things are quite often more interesting than people think.
Yeah, I wonder would you get Gorgonzola in Davy Byrne's pub now? Possibly now.
Well, I'd say maybe on Sunday you would. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a whole industry. There's a whole industry around Bloomsday and food. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And and not just that, but also around literature and food, because you know you have these literary pub tours and stuff like that, and then food fits into those very well.
Yeah. Did Joyce like all these foods?
Joyce himself did like food. He was Joyce loved to eat well and to drink well. And he went on splurges. Like when money came his way, he went on splurges. He ate in the best of restaurants, and he really, you know, he would bring Nora out, Nora Barnacle, you know. And actually, when you think about it, it's interesting. There was a saying even about Joyce's father when he heard that he was going out with Nora Barnacle, you know, this before they married and all that sort of stuff, saying, oh, he's because like Barnacle had naturally been a food and that, but he says, oh, well, she'll stick with him.
Yes. <You know? laughs> Now, I wonder what Nora Barnacle made of all that.
Huh?
I wonder what Nora Barnacle made of going to fancy restaurants, because she was kind of a bit more no-nonsense.
She was, but I think she enjoyed it from the correspondence we have, you know what I mean? She enjoyed it, because I suppose it was a great sort of change and release from, because he lived in a lot of poverty and they have to move around a lot, you know, and that sort of stuff. So when money came his way, he wasn't, you know, he enjoyed it when it came his way, and then I suppose He was living more frugally a lot of the rest of the time.
Yeah, indeed. Martin, will you be wandering around Dublin with a straw butter on your head on Sunday?
I won't, actually. And probably one of the reasons I won't is that I remember hearing there was a Donald Fallon, you know, in his Three Castles broadcast, he did an interview with Roddy Doyle, I think it was at the Doggy Book Festival last year, and actually Roddy Doyle said that the lads that go around are gobshites. So I don't want to be labelled gobshite by Roddy Doyle. But I don't have to wait till Bloomsday. I celebrate the city of Dublin and its food history and its literature and all every day, and I love the food and I love the city, you know?
Yeah, fair dues. Martin, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That was Dr. Martin McInimara there, Chair of the MA in Gastronomy and Food Studies at TU in Dublin, and as you heard there, not a gobshite. Was James Joyce a bit of a splodger? That is, someone who gets off by rubbing food on their body, like someone who enjoys pouring cans of cold Campbell's soup down the front of their trousers. I'd say he was the dirty fecker. There's a lot of speculation in that. It's hard to tell. There are the collected letters of James Joyce, which do reveal some of his proclivities. As far as I know, food wasn't in there, but I'm open to correction there. Certainly other bodily functions he was a big fan of. And these were letters to the wife and things he wanted the wife to do. That's as far as I'm going to go on that one.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
Nobody knew that healthcare could be so complicated.
Trump was a failure on healthcare.
Hundreds of thousands of black Americans lost healthcare insurance. That is outrageous.
And if he's president again, he would cancel insurance for millions more of us.
We cannot go back. President Biden and Vice President Harris have lowered healthcare premiums and expanded coverage for black families. They also capped the price of insulin at $35. Joe Biden is getting the job done for people just like me.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for President.